set up to me.
Bro, the bridge don't break. Bridge don't break sound like a slave.
Bridge.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't got to sing it now.
Bridge don't break right here, Lord.
You're not going to get involved?
Hey, doors open. Welcome to the next door comic store.
Dang, hey, you're not going to get involved,
you
chance.
Know, we got Sonny B here. What's up, what's up? We got my boy Chris. I already forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Sean,
I'm bad with
I'm
names.
Hurt.
I'm bad with names. We got 601 Chance. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Chance lost in Smash and he ain't feeling it right now.
Alright.
We're doing this episode a little different. Oh, we're
playing. Nigga.
Did you sing the hymns while I was going?
Yeah, and we keeping it too. And we got 601 Chance.
Smash. While we're recording today, gonna spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
So it might get wild for no
reason. I'm playing with Ness because he got the most sauce.
Yeah, I was kind of getting out of y'all Donkey Kong. I'm going back to him.
Alright, what's everybody gonna wear so I know what I'm wearing?
I'm gonna put green on again.
Y'all wearing green?
I got the look of the Irish.
Alright, you got
the look of the Irish.
Greninja. Shut up with your little, I hate you.
Greninja.
I got my Mickey Mouse ears on.
Alright, you got Ganondorf.
The deal clothes.
I might just stick with the OG outfit, honestly, because you know, that shit. Hey, can I change my name? I'm about to change my name.
Look,
I feel like we're not. Don't worry about Joe Budden. This is not going to be a cohesive podcast.
Oh, God. You know what? Hey, it's beef.
Oh, wow.
Snap. I'm
all right.
Okay. It's just on there. I don't know.
I know.
Hey, but
One with, yeah.
What's the first thing on the motherfucking document?
James Gunn is back.
Okay.
James Gunn is back. So he's gonna be doing Volume 3. I saw that he's gonna start filming it right when he finishes the Suicide Squad, which is supposed to be this year. But then I saw something earlier that says they're not gonna start production until 2021.
Damn.
But that's when Suicide Squad is supposed to release.
Yeah.
But I don't know because I thought people. I mean, even if that is the case, but I saw people saying right when he finishes production, I would imagine that Marvel want to go ahead and. Get on this project, get going.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have like any influence over the characters when they come back in Endgame, but I forgot they filmed him before he got fired. You know, they filmed Endgame and Infinity War like back to back. So
right.
This happened
like
before.
All at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Chance.
All right, here we go.
That bridge definitely breaks. Hold on.
Bitch, don't do that. Here we go. Let me. All right, hold up. Here we go.
Be healthy. So, my B move.
Yup.
No, that's gonna be the worst podcast of all time.
There we go.
The recovery. Never mind. But yeah. So.
So both of these buttons do the same thing. I'm trying to figure out how to. All right.
Anyways, I just spiked myself. So Gunn is back. I think we already talked about like what we thought about seeing how the bridge is broke.
That bridge does.
Bridge, I thought it did.
Bridge do break. Bridge
I told
break.
Y'all.
I apologize.
Look, I saw that bridge like moving whenever somebody was hitting on it, and I was like, that bridge definitely breaks.
We gave our opinions on how we felt about the whole Gunn situation. He got fired. Like nobody on the podcast was like, yeah, those tweets are fine, but it's like, but they're just kind of tweets, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'd say that like everything should be let off the hook just because it's a tweet. But so we both just tornadoes, huh? But it's like it was. He worked for like a comedy group at the time that did dark humor like that. That again doesn't like. So Sean's gone.
Damn, why am I stuck?
It doesn't like excuse it at all.
Exactly.
But it's like, but in that group that they had, it's like that's just kind of what it does. And that was before like. We kind of had stuff like that not appropriate for Twitter. I mean, pedophilia has never been appropriate anyways, but
facts.
There was like jokes. I think it was like I said at a time when
fuck R. Kelly.
We weren't, R. Kelly under the jail.
Nasty ass nigga. Alright, why y'all over there? I'm trying to figure out this game.
Look at Anton over here by himself. I'm
trying to figure out like
I'm coming to rap you. You. I don't know.
Hey, you rap yourself, huh? Oh, who got fucking. Oh, that's Wiley.
But,
wow. Got him.
Ah. Oh.
Chance just fucked you up.
Should have stayed down. So, I guess off of Gunn. So, again, let's just, I mean, there's not really much to say there. We basically did the bulk.
Chance working.
He's back, which we're all pretty excited about. Oh, no, not Chance. Chance ain't back. Excited. Chance not hot.
Chance not hot.
Damn.
Ooh. No. Oh, I'm kicking Antoine's ass in slow mo. Oh shit. Get out of there. I almost got you.
This is such a big fucking.
Why is it raining fire? What happened to his?
Don't you use it? No, I haven't. I use it accidentally.
All right, we gonna play.
Oh, one. You been knocked out? Shield guard. Fuck.
It's bad. Okay, I feel like after we play Smash,
I was gonna jump, Sean.
All right, so what? So what about the Suicide Squad reboot?
Gun's gonna do Suicide Squad. It's gonna be a complete reboot. Right there, saying, well, oh my god, yeah. So they're rebooting it just because, just because I think they got the guy that they want. You know, like, we all said that Suicide Squad felt like they were just trying to, you know, catch the lightning in the bottle that Guardians had. Yeah. So I think now when you get the dude who made the movie that you're trying to capture, you give him full creative control, because it's like, we were trying to copy a project, so you do whatever you got to do to make this our Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So,
DC
Yeah.
Yeah. Aegis Elba is replacing Will Smith as Deadshot. That's which
funny.
I'm
iffy on that. I like Aegis Elba, but I'm like, I don't know how that's really gonna go. I don't think it will be bad, but it's like,
this nigga Chance chasing me, bro.
I'm trying to catch a body.
Leave me alone. I am trying to figure this game out.
Why are you running?
All right, so what? It's bad.
Chance, you don't know the way.
I don't.
What the fuck is this?
Got him.
What the
Anyways.
Jumping jellyfish.
Chance, what are you on today?
Oh, what
the Okay, after this match, we can keep it running, we can keep this, but we just gonna have to record normally.
Yeah.
Or we can start over if y'all want.
I don't even know really what I'm doing.
Y'all wanna just start over, or y'all wanna keep this?
Yeah, fuck it, I'm good.
And then, there's something else.
So I know I have the docket, but we can't access it right now.
What about Flash? What about?
So yeah, to jump around a bit, the Flash, Ezra Miller is now co-writing it, and he's co-writing it. But it's weird because he's also got a chance to exit the role. So I didn't get all the specifics of the deal, but it looked like it was saying that. His deal expires this year, and you know most movies you sign for the amount of film that you do. So maybe his, like, if he doesn't do a film for, you know, XYZ amount of years, then he can leave the role. And it looked like he was in that situation, and he wanted to make a darker Flash movie. And he rewrote the script and he took it to WB, and it was like saying that.
Yes.
Damn.
Like he was saying that,
I know what I was doing.
WB didn't like his script or whatever, he could exit the role.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's exactly how it works, because like I think I told y'all, if I wanted out of the role, I would just write the worst movie of all time, so they can be like, no.
Like,
and
then
you can leave.
Like, they could write Dark Phoenix.
They could write Dark Phoenix. He probably, I feel like if I try to write the worst movie, it might be better than Dark Phoenix. No cap.
My fault.
Wow.
All right.
He knew what he was doing. Oh, no! That's what I get for saying what he was doing. Wow.
Wow, bro. Wow.
Sean has all three lives.
Jesus Christ.
He's been camping.
I've been camping.
Look.
And I'll admit that, because I don't know what I'm doing.
I was like,
this small.
Son is the one over here trying to figure out all the moves.
Oh, God. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to use my bat. Once I do
that's
that,
all
it's
he
over.
Want.
Yes, that's all I want to do.
Where's Chance at?
Oh, I killed him.
Oh, I was
like,
about to say.
Dead.
Hold on. No.
Everybody kept running away.
Chance.
Yeah, spikes. All right, yeah, let me get to the docket since I don't know who lost my life.
Whoa!
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
All right,
so. Someone being racist because Donkey. Never mind.
So.
Don't stop.
Next to the docket, Disney and Fox. The merger is complete.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is dead.
I got Disney. I got my Mickey Mouse Iron Man ears on because the Disney Fox deal closed.
Yeah, we about walked out the door.
They kind of hating, though. It's, I don't know.
We're just celebrating. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, with that
this
being
bitch
said,
ass nigga spiked me.
They're saying 2024.
Not spiked.
Is the earliest where any of the Fox
properties are going to come, yeah. Which I think gives him enough time to.
Fuck.
I'm not waiting.
Alright, please. Oh, God. We can't let this nigga three stalk us.
Well, I don't think we have much of a choice. Dog, he got me trapped in this corner.
Fuck.
No, I'm out of here. Yeah,
no! Leave me alone. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, Sean. Get the fuck out of here, Sean. All right.
That's with fair. I can take a 2-star. That's all right.
That's ultimate flex.
Let's go. No, it's not. Three.
All right, so I guess the more you can eliminate, the more docket talk you can do. So I guess
Hey, it's y'all.
We got it. Yeah, so the Fox deal closed. We all knew. I mean, we figured it was going to close. We were
come to the bridge, nigga.
When it first was going on, it seemed like it was. We knew Disney was going to outbid Comcast. That was just just a given. I mean, there's really not much to say on it, just because, like, I mean, you can look at all the properties that they own. It's exciting. And not exciting at the same time, but it's like it's cool to see
how
like,
many things that
like Disney's gonna own. Like Fox has,
like, Hulu. Over.
Yeah, they're gonna get a partial stock in Hulu. I saw that.
That's gonna be wild. Yeah, that's
how you have 300 damage. You didn't die from that.
Palutena's temple's fucking huge. That's why.
But yeah, I mean, I guess they're not.
I'm at sudden death.
Anytime
most likely.
But you just look at him, he's gonna fly.
He's so slow, so I can't get anywhere.
Why are you running away?
I'm not.
No, I'm talking about the Smash Ball.
Deadpool is still.
Yeah, he's gonna be the only. That's gonna be the only thing that's gonna stay. They say he's only gonna. He's gonna be the only one to stay because it'll be easy to reintegrate him because you know he can acknowledge the fact that a studio bought the other studio because he breaks the fourth wall, but the other one's like. You couldn't really bring him over. They had to do too much story bending about like, oh, and I figured they could if they wanted to, they probably could find it, like saying like if they reverse the snap or whatever like that.
Fuck! I keep pressing the wrong button.
Well, you know, press any button now.
I cannot believe this.
What?
Get over here. Come here. Come here.
Wow. Come this here. Man has 400 damage. Come here.
I'm still here. Like,
oh, what's that little red?
The sun.
Yeah.
So this is gonna chase Sean now. Sean getting chased by the sun. If I think about it,
because I'm sunny.
Wow. All right, so doors are closed.
We can end it now.
Oh, he has a fucking ninja? Assist trophy. Shit. Right.
Hey, that's
that nigga chasing the fuck out of him.
That's Hiei.
Huh?
This man said that's Hiei.
That's not Hiei, nigga.
Look, he's dressed like Hiei.
He's dressed more like.
Why are you running?
Hey, because shit, this assist trophy chased me.
Right, that's a master ball. I hope you know that. Get out of here.
Alright, he's just gonna shoot down in the middle.
Is that?
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know this game. That movie was dope. That's when that Pokemon was in.
Yeah, we all over the place, but nowhere at all.
Alright, so.
Fox deal, yeah. I mean, this is like one of those podcasts we have a lot to say, but we ain't got much to talk about, really. Just like breaking some news, which isn't even breaking.
Yeah.
Hey,
finally!
I stayed in it though. Look, I stayed in it. Did. I was like,
he had like 400 damage.
I know. What's next? That nigga light too. I should have been gone. How many kills? Like, nigga, what? Come on, 5 kills. Hey, I got the most kills though.
Look, but I did.
I had the most kills.
Damage
this
given 1,000.
Damage given
200.
Nigga, I ain't do shit. Cause that I don't need to do much. I don't need to do much to aim shit, nigga. That's why.
I don't know.
Nigga, I just had. Nigga, I was like, no.
Stealing.
Who trash? How you gonna call me trash? I killed you first.
He hates myself.
I ended you first.
He
hates myself. Ended you second.
I didn't even say anything.
Oh, I'm shooting at everybody now, nigga.
You're not shooting at Sean.
Yeah, I am. he got a kill. He got a death. And guess who gave it to him? Me.
He gave me the one death.
Nintendo.
And I gave him how many
deaths? Hey, you ain't fucking up my shot though.
Hold on.
You ain't fucking up my shot though.
I gave him 2 of your 3 deaths.
You ain't fucking up my shot though. You ain't clean me out fully.
Run it out.
Alright, I have to take you out fully.
Ness kills Sean. If you think about it, Ness kills Sean.
What?
Who's controlling Ness?
Anyways.
I think.
The semblance of man. I don't know. How
do you pronounce his name? Ganondorf.
What?
What?
Do you read?
What?
Go back.
Click Ganondorf.
Ganondorf?
Where do you see an R?
He said Ganondorf.
I thought I said Banananoff. I was like, what?
Granadadoff.
Alright, let's get into this podcast though. On some real shit.
Alright,
yeah, let's head to the table.
Yep. Should we start over? Y'all want to start over?
We're only 14 minutes in.
Hey, this. genuine content.
Oh, true. God. Dang, we lost our last bit of genuine content.
Yeah, we don't need to lose again, Chris.
Did my best.
Chris. Yeah, please don't scurry and wear ear mouse ears.
Dog, relax.
This nigga scurry with mouse ears on.
Relax, you gotta relax. Chance.
You gotta relax.
You can't be laughing this week. Cause you
Yeah.
You was dangerously close. We did the best we could. Like, don't let it be.
Oh, you gotta take drink some water after I'm gonna get your ass beat, Sean.
Refresh myself.
After a nice clean win.
Chance.
You know, it's hard being this great.
I know it. Pretty great myself. That was my first time really competitively playing Smash on the Wii U.
He said this like we in Tokyo.
I'll give it to him. My only death was to Sunny B, so I'll give him that one.
You know, anyways. On my first real competitive
He didn't take a full L, so.
Yeah, I did it. I killed the most people. So
I forgot what was going on.
I just want to say that I killed the most people.
Even though he probably stole some of my kills since he had like no damage.
I know.
Hey,
I was mad.
Hey,
don't worry about that.
Hey, I was firing that final like, smash off.
I was like, why Anton getting off like this?
I would just end up with the. I would just throw niggas around here and
really
get the final smash.
Spent half the time figuring out how to use his move.
But I would, like,
I'm dealing all the
corner,
damage.
Yeah.
And then I just hit the final smash and then it just knocked niggas out.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's how
okay.
That's how I was really fucking niggas up.
That's okay.
It's called finesse, Sean.
All right,
it is called finesse. That's
finesse,
okay.
Bros, for the Wii U.
We'll rein it back. We'll just go through it quick. So James Gunn is back.
Yeah,
y'all
we
cool
got that. All
right. Fox Disney merger complete. I put complete
absolutely.
All caps. If you couldn't tell,
take that shit off.
About to bully me. He's like, he wanted these. Unbelievable! Like in a cartoon. I had to like sink into the ground.
Is that how you look at? You got electrocuted.
I don't know how I looked. I was laying down. I don't know how I was looking.
Was it part one or two?
That was two. They don't know. Fuck,
no,
that's
still
out of
on
there.
It's still before.
Oh, it's still
on. So people are still here. Right,
bet. Hey, just
I
so y'all know,
save it.
Chris fucked it up. Okay.
No, it's still on there. It hasn't deleted yet.
Exactly. But
I need to I'm gonna see if I can download it. I'm gonna
right. This is what I'm saying. Anchor. Chris fucked up and saved part two as an ad. So part two is at the beginning of part one.
So part one is like an hour.
Yeah, so it's like almost 2 hours. And part two might be gone if we make a new ad. So we're just going to say that. But you know what? It's cool. It's still anchor bag in this bitch.
Listen to it before it's over.
Yeah. Still anchor bag.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Deadpool, like you said, he's coming over because that'll be easy.
Facts.
So Millie Bobby Brown and Luke Evans are rumored to be in Eternals.
Which one's Luke Evans?
He was in Dracula Untold.
Yeah.
He played the Gaston dude in the Beauty and the Beast. I'm trying to think of like big movies he's been. He was in the Fast and Furious movie. He was the brother, like of the two bad ones, the one that died in like seven, I think.
I didn't see seven. I've only seen Fast and Furious.
Oh, you talking about the wrestlers? They were wrestling, weren't they?
Somebody Google Luke Evans.
This dude.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Sean beat us to it. Yeah. Savon, watch your back.
Okay.
Savon, if you be listening to this podcast, I don't know.
Yeah, Savon. Fuck Riv, nigga. We don't fuck with Riv. It's Frockhive in this bitch.
Yurt? Oh, well, not no more.
Hey, but
Frockhive.
We probably could, because we broke off. There's a lot that happened.
Y'all had Civil War? Y'all had Civil War?
We succeeded. We broke off. We're our own independent hive
what
now.
What is y'all talking about?
A hive for the hive. Joe Budden podcast.
The Joe Budden podcast hive. Oh. Yeah, we broke. And like we have beef with the other hives that are still under Riv, which is the dude who owns Joe Budden Clips.
Oh.
Yeah, so man. I
agree with Riv shit, though, so like.
Joe Budden shit, but Joe Budden Clips, okay, but like, nah, we talking about like, we had like Riv's actual page
and
shit.
Okay.
Like, we used to clown that nigga, because that nigga was goofy as hell.
Well, add me back. I need to, I'm returning like Thor.
I can't do that.
Oh,
I'm talking
up.
I'm talking up.
I'll whoop y'all ass in Super Smash.
Well, we gotta go see
him. You look like you stay
even
here.
Like, even though
you stay in the night. Oh, God.
Anyway, so.
I think a Chance playing in sleepovers and shit.
No, no.
If Millie Bobby Brown and Luke Evans come
in,
we're
gonna
blow out on anchor. Hey, we're gonna blow out you. Oh, God. This nigga just be on the game all night, just playing.
Training? He's gonna get on training mode.
Yo, wait till I get.
He gonna end up beating like the CPU level 9's ass, and then that's when we know he gonna be hard.
Anchor.
Hey, that CPU level 9's something else.
The podcast is for the break.
The podcast is for the break. He's in for the break.
Alright, but.
Billy Bobby Brown, Luke Evans.
Luke Evans in Eternals. Yeah, the Eternals would be. Anyways.
So that's a nigga who died.
If you shoot like you play Smash, I'm not worried.
Oh, God. You bounced around. I know what I'm doing, though.
I knew what I was doing.
And it wasn't as good as what I was doing. Hey, so, hey, look what happened.
He picked Meta Knight instantaneously.
So. That's what I'm saying. He off rip went straight to Meta Knight.
Yeah, y'all both picked.
No, I'm saying that made me worry. I'm talking about how quick you went. You didn't have to think about it. Like, off rip, like, he hit the two buttons and he clicked Meta Knight.
The
like,
thing oh, is, I was cold in Smash for the... Nah, this is a Switch. I was cold on Smash for the Wii U. And I used Kirby and this. And I played a lot. So, like, I just have a little bit left in me. From like back then.
Well, I had the Nintendo 64 and I was playing the original and I played it a lot.
I had the 64 and I had the original too, G.
This well, first time I ever played Smash. I've never played Smash.
No, I'm just saying like I'm more familiar with this format than you are. That's all I was saying, bro.
No, it's the same thing. Down, up, left, right, B. Same moves with it's the different, Nintendo 64. All right,
bro.
The Nintendo 64 was on the 8.
Either way, I bodied you twice. I bodied you twice, so it's cool.
But
you're gonna get bodied.
Eternal, long story short, that'll be cool if they join that. It's one of the things like we have a lot of things to talk about that we can't really talk too much about. It's like news that we're breaking.
Yeah, so
it's like, still like a rumor. So it's like it'd be cool though if they're in there.
Yeah, like Super, you know, Dragon Ball Super coming back in what July? That Dragon Ball Super
secret.
And you know they finna hit up this time patrol shit probably.
Hopefully.
The what's his name?
With that goat nigga?
Yeah.
I got a feeling they're gonna redo Broly. Like they did with Revival of Elf. Maybe.
Put him in the show or do the movie?
Put him in the show.
He should be in the show. I think especially with him being there strong, this would be like a cool time to use Broly. You know what I mean? This guy was supposedly, I know every Dragon Ball Z villain, like the next one they fight is always the strongest.
Yeah.
But like what everyone's saying, but he's like on a whole another level.
Yeah.
So that'd be a cool time to bring Broly. They
can't
like
even
main.
Fight though. That's the thing. Who? He's just strong, Broly.
Oh, I mean the goat guy.
And then bring him back. You know, like how they did Universe 6 in the Tournament of Power, and like hitting them. They brought them all back and shit. I think that'll be a good idea. I think they would do that.
Yeah, but I don't know if they could or not because like since they're doing time patrol shit, it's not like they can introduce this guy and then be like. Alright, we're done looking for him for a bit. Let's do some other shit, you feel me? Yeah. It's like, I feel like they would need to stick with, like, ooh, going after that goat nigga.
Broly and Gohan training.
Who?
Please don't let BBC Facts hear this. Please don't let BBC Facts. Truth, I'm sorry. I'm like blocking them out.
I don't follow them because I haven't seen they.
I think he's been quiet.
I haven't seen
I think I muted him.
I don't know.
I did something. I don't know. Because he makes, like, he breaks some news sometimes that I like, but then he'll be like,
Gohan
didn't know his dad was getting beat up, and I was like, "What was he gonna do?" I'm sure he knew, but I was like, "What was he gonna?"
Yeah, he's gonna get killed.
He's gonna get clapped. Gohan was a goat when he powered up out the sand pod against Raditz.
Oh my god,
that's what you knew.
To 900, like,
pass the sticks. Goku passed the sticks.
Well, 400.
Oh my god.
Let's go, Gohan. Just
pull it back in. Was a goat from that shit, nigga. That nigga was crying. He wet his diaper. That was it.
Crying.
Fuck off. All right, nigga, we'll this nigga in. Chris over here checking his blackboard.
I'm getting people turning their work in. I was trying to close it. You know what I'm saying? We'll finish the Marvel stuff.
Another time.
We can go ahead and knock this up. So, like, Luke Evans, that's not too much to talk about. More news to break. There's supposedly going to be a Phase 5 movie that's being talked about. It's a Nick Fury movie. Yeah. It's going to be directed by Barry Jenkins.
Hey, I just want to say one thing because, all right. Another news real quick that is going to tie into this whole Nick Fury is going to have a movie. Captain Marvel came out and it gave the reason why he lost his eye. I just want to say years ago, Chris used to wear an eye patch.
No.
And I
why
made
are
a
we
picture,
doing this?
Wait. And I made a picture of him. That's like half Nick Fury, half.
For the record, I got hit in the eye with the baseball. I went just
but
like, y'all know what I'm
going
to wear.
The thing was, we made up a dope ass origin for why Nick Fury lost his eye.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave us this. I was like, man, me and Chris made a so much better reason and shit. What the fuck? That's all I want to say about that. But, all right, Nick Fury movie.
The biggest thing is directed by Barry Jenkins.
Who's that?
Yeah. He directed, if Bill Street could talk, like, was at the Oscars, Moonlight from a couple years ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Spotlight,
so it's that guy.
Moonlight.
Anyways.
Moonlight.
Rest in peace.
Temptations.
Rest in peace.
Temptations.
You gotta say rest in peace. Temptations.
Yeah.
Temptations.
Yeah.
Temptations.
Yeah.
They probably.
Temptations. What the fuck you doing, man?
Temptations.
Wow.
Me. mirror.
All right, but but yeah, all right. So
that's just
I haven't seen either of those. I want to see Moonlight, but I haven't seen that other one.
Bill Street. Yeah,
I heard it was good. Apparently,
yeah, it's that's Regina King. She won the
shout out to Regina King. She's in Boondocks.
Massachusetts.
She's in
Boondocks.
Montana. Why?
In Indiana.
I'm not shouting
Utah, out Kansas, Montana. Utah, Kansas, and Missouri.
I'm not shouting out Montana.
I would never shout out Montana.
I am not
no, ever shouting
out Montana.
We can shout out Wyoming.
Exactly.
Hey, Wyoming. Hey, we can shout out Wyoming.
Shout out
Wyoming. He said Virginia.
I said Regina.
Chance,
Regina King.
Oh, sound like you that. Said Virginia.
Oh my God, you on some shit today.
I don't know.
That Ganondorf, what'd you say? Granola,
what's his name? Granola bar?
Yeah,
click.
Bullshit, bro.
And I had to make verify for the anchor. My fans will know.
Why you pulling the phone?
This nigga saying, my fans, people listen to the podcast, like, who the fuck is this nigga? No, I'm just, they wonder who the fuck, they wonder who the fuck any of us are, honestly.
Probably.
So it's cool.
So that's just, that was like one of those things, just random, but somebody put it out, and then Barry Jenkins, like, quote tweeted, and he's like, he was saying, like, he confirmed it or whatever. It could have just been a joke, but it was one of those things I'm like, if it's not a joke, that'd be tight.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
What else we got? Somebody go to the album real quick. There's a new in-game synopsis. I'll just read that real quick.
Oh, yeah. I saw you put that in there and I read it. Like,
I guess you can read it. You already got it pulled up.
Yeah.
The great course of events set in motion by Thanos that wiped out half of the universe and fractured the Avengers ranks compels the remaining Avengers to take one final stand in Marvel Studios' grand conclusion to 22 films. Avengers... Endgame.
Kevin Feige was giving y'all bars when he wrote that. I already
God,
know.
Then
he had that hat on kind of tight.
Hey, too. Before he started, you know, he like cracked his notebook. started typing.
He got on a typewriter. He didn't get
on God.
Chills.
No, he looked like that professor meme from...
Hell
no.
He got his back.
And then he took a chip and he ate it.
And then it is...
Oh, God. Hey.
Well, this chair almost gave out.
All right, now.
But, so that's a new synopsis. Everybody said it makes it sound like it's going to be super grim. It
should be.
Well, the synopsis don't make it sound super grim. Like, the synopsis makes it sound like it's more like of a redemption. Not redemption. You know what I mean? It's not, that make me say, like, I'm about to cry or anything.
Bro, they would have made in-game rated R.
Oh, my God.
Boy. That will be some shit.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry to cuss on Anchor, but.
Anchor don't care. Anchor care about the creators.
Anchor's for the creators, bro. Hashtag Anchor bag. Bag
Spotify.
Retention. Spotify too. Shout out Spotify.
Anchor. That's what we got on here so quick.
You know, Spotify and Anchor. About you know,
creator.
Anchor.
They got
Anchor,
Spotify. Spotify and Anchor.
Spanker.
Spanker.
Never mind.
Anchorify.
Spanker fast.
Tom Holland tweeted a second ago. He was like, Monday morning, .. And I quoted it, and I was like, is this about the pre-sale tickets? Some people say it's another Far From Home trailer.
Oh, I thought you were about to say he replied.
If he replied.
Nigga, I didn't even need to know about you quoting it, nigga.
No.
You just want to put yourself, oh,
I
quoted it.
Well, I'm saying, because I thought.
Whack-ass nigga.
I had to think about it, and I was like.
Nah, but, all right, it might be pre-sale, or it might be, like, another trailer.
That's what I'm thinking, but I know he's working on some other projects, too, so I had to, like, step back and remember, like, he doesn't just play Spider-Man.
But at the same time, I don't think he would, like, really be promoting himself right now. Yeah. Like, Endgame coming out next month.
Man,
let's go. Why they got Tom Holland out here?
Next month.
But he announcing the pre-sale tickets.
Next month.
It don't feel like it's next month.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
And it's weird.
It just snuck up on me.
Bro, back in July, it was like, April can't come fast enough.
Oh,
remember when
God.
We saw the stuff in July? We're like, bro, that Broly movie is never gonna be here. Yeah. And then we blinked, and we're like at the theater.
Now we're here.
Nah, that Broly movie took forever for me. I was waiting for that shit.
I don't know. I blinked, and we were just chilling.
Mainly because I tried searching for it forever.
I still need to be Spider-Man.
Sean got the game after he'd been playing mod, and he beat Spider-Man like a week.
I was taking my time because I wanted to really enjoy it. Like they
that'd probably
was
be
fire.
Me.
I just rolled through it. Like I mean, I couldn't.
Y'all play games the same way. Y'all
you know, like,
just
I was
like
trying to get
play
that,
just
to get
the one game.
I was trying to
go ahead and
out,
clear
like, crime
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
I went
through and did a lot of that.
I
got
it. I've been
playing
it
first, and then
it's
all right. I like stacked up on tokens, and then I went and like busted through the story. And yeah, I
just like picked my team and I made my
characters. What team are you on? I need to go
through the story. I'll be neglecting the story. Goku. Through everything else.
Yeah, I pick Luffy's team.
The Naruto team, what kind of? The
yeah, it's a whack ass like, team. Oh, we just recon. We don't do this, man. I'm trying to beat niggas' ass, bro. Oh God, I'm trying to clean niggas up. This nigga Luffy just goes in and just bodies niggas and takes over. I was like, man, I'm cool with that. Yeah. So I ain't play none. I just went over like the team descriptions. And I
think
T.I.
wears Mickey Mouse ears like this.
What?
Y'all think T.I. wears Mickey Mouse ears like this?
I don't think T.I. wears Mickey Mouse ears.
T.I., if you listening, post a picture of how you wear Mickey Mouse ears once you hear this.
You didn't need to say that. Stop.
If for some reason you hear this, post a picture of Mickey Mouse ears. I'm trying to see something.
Oh my God.
Trying to see if you got to lean to the
side. Anyway, what's next, bro? What's next, bro? Alright, so we got the deep super.
Sean.
Possible Hunter return.
Yeah, that's part of the show. So Sean was on Reddit. Reddit correspondent.
Alright, so what is your honest opinion on Hunter x Hunter? As in, how great of an anime is it? And do you think it's the best anime ever?
I don't people think say it's that. The best anime
people
ever.
Think it, people honestly say it's the best
people
anime.
People say it's like the best. Like, people ever. Overrate it. Like,
they gas it up like retarded. Yeah.
Like, because...
Y'all finna get y'all anime back?
Huh?
Y'all finna get y'all anime back?
Probably.
All right?
Probably.
I'm gonna catch up with y'all.
I get this nigga.
He's signing off until we can catch up. Y'all go ahead.
Okay, so I love the anime, but I gotta give it credit. It's definitely not the best out there. I feel like it's a good anime.
I would feel like Brotherhood is better story wise. Yeah. Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, it's just Yu Yu Hakusho is fantastic.
Yeah.
I have to watch Hunter X Hunter.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. Good, but like the thing is, people hype it up so much, so it makes me like turned off
too. For real, because it's like it's not even don't even look that dope. The guy, the main.
It's the same people that made. It's the same dude that made Yu Yu Hakusho. So that's the only reason I want to watch it because Yu Yu Hakusho is like my favorite shit ever, and I'll gas Yu Yu Hakusho up to no extent because it deserves it.
It's definitely not as great as Yu Yu Hakusho.
I play Yu Yu like.
I feel like it's more childish and. Only mainly because the two people are young.
Yeah,
but like I know that. Yeah, I know they have good arcs, like the Empire, the Vamp Empire.
The Chimera Ant arc is wild.
Yeah, I heard it's
tight. A lot of good character development. I feel like in that one. Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
I was gonna say like I know I'm not like caught up on all the anime, but like with the ones that we have seen, I would put Yu Yu Hakusho up there with Dragon Ball Z if you ask me, only because like
Dragon Ball Z is only good from nostalgia, honestly.
Yeah, it's like the iconicness and it's good on its own. Great.
It's amazing. Okay, yeah, it's good.
But it's like how polarized it is, it's very shallow. Yeah.
It's just very
Yu
shallow.
Yu Yu Hakusho, like the world building, the character development, like all this stuff, like Yu Yu Hakusho makes me be like, if Yu Yu Hakusho is right there behind Dragon Ball Z to me.
One Piece is the greatest anime ever when it comes to world building, and I would die.
Only have a billion episodes to do it.
I would die. Real. No,
that's
like
that's why it took so long. Though.
Yeah, because you don't even touch like the world. Like it's like crazy because you know how an anime usually things center around the main character. Mm-hmm. It's not like that in One Piece. Like he goes through his shit, but the world's still doing everything else. Mm-hmm. So like when it gets to like the end of the first half of the Grand Line, and he meets like all these other pirates that just met there too, and they're all from different parts of the sea. And it's like, oh, we've all been bodying shit too. We all got over 100,000,
so like
100 million berries. We've just been following him, but like they've all made names for themselves and all that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like. This huge world.
Like I like the shows do that. I think anime does that better than a lot of shows.
Too. Fuck
like,
you that's take what one I hate. Character that's like, I hate people that down anime, but anime is literally so.
Anime has some of the best depth. Storytelling and stuff like in media.
Yes, movies. Facts.
And they do that so well. Like you'll be following the main character, and you think like he's just the one, and then it's like, oh, there's 50 other dudes who've been doing the same thing.
Facts.
The story has just been letting us follow this one dude.
Like, we could easily be following someone else.
Mm-hmm. Like what anime did. Just like Naruto's, the first time I really saw anime was a sort of kind of with Gaara and Naruto.
Yeah.
Like, in the sense that.
That comes out next month.
Yep.
Attack on Titan season.
Comes out next month.
Attack on Titan season 3, part 2, comes out. Next month.
I am hyped.
Next month.
Bro, we got that. Oh, we got One Punch Man.
One Punch Man.
Oh, the One Punch Man trailer.
Avengers. We got a lot of shit dropping in April.
Mortal Kombat. Busy.
Gotta get
that Mortal Kombat game coming out in April.
Hey, I got Mortal Kombat on DVD. I got that and Mortal Kombat Annihilation on DVD.
Yeah, the classics.
Oh my god. That Mortal Kombat game, I feel like it just got announced though.
It did, like back in the summer.
Yeah. Right.
It got announced back in January. December.
Maybe they just started showing stuff.
It dropped close to when the 21 Savage dropped his album because you remember he had that 21 song on there.
I'm saying maybe, like Anton said, maybe it was announced over the summer. Maybe we didn't start seeing footage until January. That's why I think.
Because I remember people were cheering around 21 Savage being in it. Like 21 Savage.
Oh,
and there was that one. And there was that one meme of the dude like, niggers? Like, you know that video? Yeah, that video. He's like, niggers? Oh my god. But all right. So it
is a dark place.
Reddit side about all the upcoming anime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, like...
Hit them. Don't hit me.
So...
Because I'm going to be like, what's that shit called?
That's fine. But, we got Ace of Diamond Act 2, possibly. We know we got Attack on Titan Season 3 Part 2.
Yeah.
We got Bungo Stray Dog Season 3.
Okay.
We got Card Fight Vanguard.
I haven't started that. Have you watched it at all? No, I haven't seen it.
There's a lot of these on here that I have not even thought of touching. These are just, like... Everything from the bottom of the barrel to the
literally everything, slice of light, isekai.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's literally everything. Like all, like most of the big names on here is like it's Attack on Titan,
right.
Bungo Stray Dogs, One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Try to see what we got. Those are really the only ones on here worth mentioning. Honestly,
I gotta start. The Promised Neverland.
Yeah.
I gotta start that shit.
I need to.
I gotta catch up on Boruto.
Yeah, I'm about to be so behind.
I gotta catch up on Boruto.
Y'all haven't talked about it. It's really starting to pick up. I mean, it's in a brand new arc,
so you know that's gonna be continuing into the spring.
Yeah.
And then
in the manga, it's apparently like crazy.
Oh, it's wild.
What, you said on Boruto?
Black Clover.
Yeah. Because we're in the Kingdom Tournament arc. In the anime.
I'm right before that. Like, I just finished. Like, they're all at the festival right now, and they just got the singing girl, her voice back.
Yeah.
That's the episode I just finished, so.
I got you.
I'm just waiting to see Oxtra really start abusing the fuck out of that black form.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his demon. I mean, I don't know if you can call it a demon form, but yeah, like, it's. That's what I was waiting for. Like all of the.
That's what I was waiting for this entire fucking time. I wanted that so bad. Like whenever he was in the dungeon and like the mirror getting the second sword, I was like, "Fuck!" I thought it was gonna be something better than that. Yo. And he didn't even use the sword to its full capabilities ever.
Yeah, that's annoying, but it's whatever. We'll get some more of that.
Yeah,
but like I know. So Black Clover's probably gonna keep continuing into the spring.
Right.
One Punch Man's coming back. That's gonna be on like Hulu and Funimation.
Facts.
Attack on Titan's gonna be on Hulu and Funimation.
Yup.
Trying to think. What we got? What else? That time I got reincarnated as a slime.
That's what that's called. I forgot the name, but all I can remember is reincarnated as a slime.
That just ended, so that'll be coming back in 2020.
I was seeing some stuff
about how My Hero Academia could possibly come back this spring, just because
that's quick.
Yeah, that's
wild. Yeah. Because a lot of stuff I was looking at, because they're saying it like lines up with some of the other release dates and stuff from the past.
I heard it wasn't gonna drop till like the fall.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
That was like most of the stuff I heard is like in October, but some people were saying they predicted it to be in the spring. If it does, fantastic. If it doesn't, that gives them more time to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
And then possible Hunter x Hunter. I was seeing some stuff drop back in November about different content they've been putting out. So the manga has been continuing. He's off hiatus. Tagashi, right? I can't remember his
name. Tagashi 69.
No.
Anyway.
The dude that made you.
Takashi. So he's off hiatus.
Takashi.
And he was in.
You're talking like a stab at disrespect.
Oh, God. I know you sound serious. You just said Takashi. Oh, God. I'm not here for it.
You said like a
Takashi. I'm not playing with you. Anyways. But he is off hiatus, and he was quoted in an interview as saying he's really wanting to wrap up Hunter x Hunter before he dies.
I really wanted to get that. I really wanted to make some muscle that curse. I really wanted to make more Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
I would really love that.
Some more. It'd be cool. I don't know. I can't see it happening right now with him trying to finish up trash. Hunter.
That's horrible.
What?
Yeah.
Still need more bleach. I need that makeup.
Nah, bro. It's you don't need it.
Look, I didn't even finish it. It was getting boring.
because it gets after he beats Aizen.
I skipped the filler to see what the
after Aizen and shit. It's
so predictable.
Yeah. Uduyu got hurt.
It's dumb.
I was just like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. But, stupid.
Yeah, it's like they got a lot of chapters for the manga that are. I think they actually got released in March, February, March, possibly in April, and that are going to get released in English, and then they're putting some more chapters in volume format. So basically, there's a whole lot of content right now to be put into the anime. So there, some people are like predicting it's like possibly in the summer, maybe in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
but we haven't really heard a whole lot other than like haven't heard a lot recently. Yeah. So, but we'll see.
It's kind of got me thinking when you say he needs more bleach. So just like real quick, what's like an anime from when we were kids, not even just kids. That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say it off the top. I was like, let me ask him like, what's like an anime that we watched, not even just when we were younger, that maybe is over now that you would like to see back. I was gonna say the same.
That shit is trash. That shit is so trash.
Wait, what did you say?
Battle Beat-a-mon is poor. Battle Beat-a-mon. That shit is trash.
Did you watch it too?
Nah.
I had those things too.
I did too. Bro, I had the whole set of
Cobalt Blade. I had Chrome Zephyr. Yeah. I had all the niggas.
I had the gray.
I love New Inuyasha.
And I had King Bakura Kakuso.
I don't know.
It was the Bakuso and Reikuso, like the two dragons. Oh, never mind. Anyway, I just have a good memory. Inuyasha was tight. Big O was tight as fuck.
I do remember. I never like saw it cohesively enough because it came on Adult Swim. So I'd see an episode like here and there.
Bobo.
Yeah.
He needs to come back.
He's
like, what the fuck, y'all?
There was one Gundam series. I forgot exactly.
Oh, Mobile Suit Gundam's coming back out.
For real. But there was this one Gundam series that was out in the 90s, and the dude had like burning fingers. I'm gonna look this up real quick. Because that was like literally my favorite Gundam series.
It was?
It was. I hate this nigga so much.
You really get the boyo from the kid.
Yeah. I hate this man. Mobile Fighter G Gundam. That one.
Let me see
this nigga. That one.
I remember that
nigga
one.
Had a hand.
That hand
fucked robots up, bro. That nigga, it was called Burning Finger. That shit would just get red hot went through shit, bro.
Ooh, the Evangelion.
Evangelion's coming to Netflix.
No, it's been anything new. It's just coming to Netflix.
No, it's just coming to Netflix.
Okay.
Bet. I can rewatch.
I thought there was something like that was coming to Netflix.
Code Geass is coming out with either season 3 or a movie.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer for it. And it seemed like it was a movie, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a movie.
It's a movie, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a movie.
Facts.
You seen Code Geass? Mobile Fighter G Gundam's on Crunchyroll.
What is?
Code Geass. I'm watching. Yeah. I'm actually rewatching it right now. But
I rewatched it like a year or two ago. I'm probably going to rewatch it. I told Chance he needs to watch it. That has probably one of the best anime endings of all time. Hands down. That shit is
going to add it to the list.
No, I'm telling you. What was the name again?
Code Geass.
Why is not on here?
Literally, the main character's voice
is
Code, and then Geass is G-E-A-S-S.
Yeah.
Like, the main character's voiced by Ichigo, and then his best friend is, and second main character's voiced by Sasuke.
And you said the main one was what?
Voiced by Ichigo.
Damn.
Same voice, yeah.
You know about Ichigo now, too, so.
Yeah, and you know about Ichigo.
There you go.
Why did you Gundams on the
Pulled by each gun. Yeah.
Oh, Crunchyroll. That shit was my shit. Yeah, this was. I have a shit ton of Gundam Seed, and I have some of Destiny, and I have, I think, like two movies from this. I have like just a shit ton of them. I'm probably gonna bring them to Bad Eddie's and just be like, yo, how much can I get for these? Even if it's a dollar a fucking thing, that's like, profit for me, because I gave my mom like 15 for it. I got like 20 something.
That's really all we got. It was a lot of news, but not enough to we can have like dialogue. Yeah, it's like it's just like a quick headline, like this movie's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the answer. Like, so
Captain Marvel came out.
Yeah, we saw Captain Marvel. I put out the review with AJ on it. It's a spoiler review, so watch that if you've seen it. We have a little dialogue.
Did you drop it?
I put it on YouTube. I put that in the old one. I figured out how to do it, so I'm probably gonna start.
What'd you call him? AJ or something?
He was here that day, remember?
He came up for spring break.
He was here for spring break, so you came.
And you left.
He came and did it. Okay. I had the Sonic leak on there. If you've seen, you already had nightmares, so we don't have to talk about it.
Sonic leak.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're so bad. Wait,
is it a leak, like video?
The ones that we saw. There was footage up for like a day, but it wasn't available in our country, so I couldn't watch it. But people were retweeting. Like, you know, it starts to play, then it blacks out.
Yeah.
But some people had seen it, like, in other countries, it was available, and they're like...
That one remake of the Sonic design was...
When they just made him look more like regular Sonic, I was like, this is better. And the fur on his arm, that was the first thing I noticed. That, and they gave him, like, calf muscles. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I think AJ said, like, you really can't do a character like that and make him look human. And I was like, I don't know, Detective Pikachu... Would like to have a word.
No, but like they're animals already. Like Sonic's an like anthropomorphic hedgehog.
True, but I think it's like you could find. It's one of those things you have to lean into how great
he's more human like, you know?
Yeah.
Because like Mr. Mime is an anthropomorphic Pokemon.
Right.
He doesn't have fur, his hair, and all that.
I think you gotta like lean into that. It's gonna look crazy sometimes. I think like if you lean into that, but you make it look more like what people know. Yeah, that's like the fur on the arm.
Yeah.
If you take that away and like fix his face a little bit, like make it look like more of the classic face, because then it's fine.
Fix his face. Yeah.
Me and Sean saw where his mouth was
serious.
Open.
Take off that fucking hat.
You're almost
God.
Done. You made it 40. You almost made it 50 minutes with it.
Anyway, keep talking.
I'm wearing my ears to the side of my head like T.I. and they're not. Anton's not having it anymore. Anton, look at me. Look at me when I speak.
Don't tell me to look at you when you speak. Don't tell me to look at you when you speak, bro. That's fucking nasty. Don't tell me to look at you when you speak, nigga. He's calling a mouse. He literally just made mouse squeaks.
It's whatever.
This is making
it's whatever.
Chris Ratatouille.
Chris Rat.
Chris Rat.
It's always somebody.
It's always somebody who gets all the way too far.
King Rat.
If it means anything, I was born in 96 and that was the year of the rat. So, like. Wait, but y'all are older. No, wait.
I'm 95. He's 96. But he's not wearing mouse ears. He's not wearing mouse ears, so he can laugh. Ha ha.
Iron Man.
Anyways.
Why hasn't Mario told you to take
those
off?
I feel like I can take.
I don't think she has them on. No, she came out here. I don't think she noticed.
Oh, God.
We spent the whole 18 hours with them on.
He fixed
it.
Fixed the fucking
thing. It kind of got uncomfortable.
Why the fuck you didn't
It got uncomfortable for a second.
Shit off, man.
Sorry, my love.
Oh, God.
Damn. I'm about to Game of Thrones a lot. But it's the shit.
I want to watch it. But I'm too far behind. It's like I tell you, like if I'm too far behind in the show, I can't do it because I feel pressured to try to catch up. You know, because I got to like
season two. Nah, bro. Look, this is what you gotta do. Watch One Piece. You'll get over.
No,
that
I can't.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm feeling. Like this is what I'm saying. All right, just listen.
Don't use this knife. Get a bigger.
Yeah. No, this is what I'm saying. Like you know how you say you feel pressure to finish it.
Yeah.
But like it's so much. You're gonna like it's like man, I can just watch it whenever the fuck I want.
You
like
you'll get old.
But it has only 400 episodes.
No, I'm saying like if I watch One Piece, I'm like, oh, this show right here only has 400. Man, I got.
Oh yeah, see,
I make some cereal.
Like
real quick.
Literally, when I was binge watching One Piece, I took breaks and I watched like a whole another anime in between just to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all it was.
Not saying.
I guess another thing. This is like news, but it's cool. So Epic Games. On Wednesday, they officially announced.
What time do y'all want to pull up to the theater?
We're going
to
go right after this, so like 9:20. We can leave even closer to that because it might
it's
be
9:14. Packed. It's
9:14. We're going to go ahead. We're going to wrap up. We got 10 minutes. We're probably not going to do this. But Epic, basically, they launched Epic Online Services, and it's like a free server, basically, that'll let people like launch, operate, and basically scale
games. What's it called?
Epic Online Services. Basically, it's the same thing they used to patch and create Fortnite, and they made it available to people so like people can really operate and scale and make their own games if they want. And it's like free, and just like how Sony put out the same. Are you taking a picture of me? You trying to catch me in the moment? Just like how Sony put out the same, the technology they used to make Spider-Verse, and anybody could use like that same like graphic design or whatever.
Yeah.
Epic decided to make it available to the public for people to use that same scale and make games like Fortnite, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Like with how big of a like deal that game became.
Support the creators.
Speaking of creating that new shit, Google is coming out with its own
the
console.
Stadia?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Google's
making their own gaming console.
It's not a console. It's just a controller.
Yeah, controller and online streaming service.
Yeah, it's online.
And you can, if an ad is playing for a YouTube video, like you can
start playing for a game, like if an ad for
Assassin's Creed, like when you watch YouTube, like an ad will come up, you can play the game like in the ad, like.
You used to be able to do that on YouTube videos. Like if you had the loading thing, you could press like the up cursor and you start playing Snake on the fucking YouTube screen.
But this is like the game, like the actual game. So if like Assassin's Creed,
so you could,
so you could play the ad. You would just like click the ad.
Yeah, like you would go into the game.
Go to the game. It would take you to the game.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, the world is wild. The future.
People think it's gonna get rid of consoles. I'm like,
no,
it's not.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Because there's just so many. There's so many open ended like. They weren't clear about what's going to happen because, like, people were thinking, oh, is it going to be like a subscription service like Netflix? Like, they'll have a select number of games on there for a monthly fee? Or is it going to be like, you know, are you going to pay such and such, or like a flat fee per each game? Or, like, how's it going to work? Like, they never really answered anything. So,
yeah, I think consoles have too many, like, titles specific to this console, that console. Like, Google's not going to be able to let you play Smash. You're not playing Uncharted or games like that on that. Like, you're not playing Xbox exclusives on it. So I think it won't be as easy as getting consoles out here because you can play a YouTube video. I don't think that's gonna cut it.
Yeah. Sean, you coming to see us with us? God, I hate saying that. Are you coming to see us?
I don't either, but I'm
still
trying to plan this one.
You're not coming? Oh, girl coming over?
No, not tonight.
Oh. Sorry, coming?
She don't like to. You saw a smoothie, said not tonight. He's like, not tonight.
Oh, God. Not this time.
So you didn't say that kind of smooth? We try to give him his flowers and he don't want them. He must be allergic.
Ooh, you allergic? Pollen getting to you, bro. Pollen gets your hives.
Why are you putting your eyes like that? All right, we got everything talking. Anything else? Anybody got anything?
Hey, shout out to the Corner Store. We had a show a few weeks ago and we dropped that shit. We got another show next week.
Is there March 20th? Did Buck put a YouTube video?
Nah, he just sent us the show footage. I'm going to take that footage and footage from this one. I'm going to make like a kind of a compilation type thing. And I'm going to try to do that and put it on the Corner Store Instagram at thecornerstore_collective on Instagram. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Sean. Shout out to 601 Chance. Shout out to me, Sonny B.
Store game, too. We're going to use that Fortnite.
The
you
what?
You making a Next Door Comic Store game with that Fortnite
Facts.
Scale?
We're gonna make a Next Door Comic Store game, and basically, like it's gonna be like, nah, it's what gonna be a picture of Chris with his hat on, and you can just punch him in the face as many times you want.
As
many times you want. And no, you gotta keep pressing it continuously. And if you ever stop, that's what stops. And that'll be the high score. You're gonna see how long somebody will literally stay on there wasting time and press that button.
I'm gonna break a billion.
No, you gotta do it in a certain amount of time. Like, you gotta, like, press it continuously. Like, you can't, like, press it then just, like, wait, like, 3 seconds and then
like
press it again.
I don't like time limit games, you know that?
Like, no, not a time limit, but, like, you have to press within a certain amount of time. You
feel
me?
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, you can't just be like.
What's your phone?
You know, like, you gotta be like. At least. You feel me?
Hey, you just shame his plugs off. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Jackson, out here making their own beat.
Hey, all right, doors are closed.